It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe Independence Day is come and gone. Wednesday, another hot day. For my running friends, thank you, for those of you that joined me at the Run for Freedom 10K, which was out of Derry. Thank God it was an early start, hot day, but we had a great turnout. And of course, probably along with Thanksgiving Day, July 4th is probably the number one day of the year in terms of the number of road races. And for a reminder for my running friends too, upcoming is race number 7 of the Capital Area Race Series. And that will be Saturday, July 14th. And those of you that have participated in 5 races, your score, all your top 5 scores count. If you participate in 6 races, then you get a participation prize. So this coming Sunday is the Loon Mountain Race. It starts at 8 o'clock for the men and the women at 9:15. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, July 7th, you actually can drive up to Loon Sunday morning and register on the fly. I am going to attempt that run up Loon Mountain. You actually run up Walking Boss, Upper Walking Boss. Those of you that are skiers know that that's very steep going down. We actually run up, and I use that term loosely because for the most part I'm doing the bear crawl on the way up. So that's Sunday, July 8th. But with me this weekend is Dr. Michael Culver, who is the executive director of the Wright Museum of World War II. And so we'll start with the Wright Museum of World War II is not something to do with the Wright brothers, right, Mike?
That's correct, yes.
I'm helping you with your branding.
Although we do get phone calls for that, and the Charles Wright Museum, which is a wonderful African-American artist that has a museum somewhere out in the Midwest.
So our website here for the Wright Museum is Wright Museum, all one word, .org. But let's start, Dr. Culver, with Independence Day. You know, why is it still important? And that, of course, that just passed this past Wednesday, but, you know, this weekend where everybody's still in the July 4th mode.
Sure, Tom. And Tom, call me Mike, please.
Okay, Mike.
Well, you know, the July 4th is really the day that the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, and we separated ourselves from the British and declared ourselves a nation. So it's not just a day of fireworks and picnics and parades, and of course we have all of that, and we all take part in that, and that's fun. But it might be a day where we should maybe consider the nation's history, our history, and our future, and think about what it's like to be an American and what that means.
Great. And why is history so relevant? And I know you've got a great Winston Churchill quote. And by the way, as an aside, I love some of the series on, Winston Churchill. He was irascible at times, but definitely visionary. And I really got into it this past winter, watching all the Churchill Netflix stuff and The Crown and things like that. But why do you see history to be relevant?
Well, you know, it seems like you said, Tom, it seems like Winston Churchill and Mark Twain said everything. You know, their quotes are so wonderful.
It.
Yeah. Well, history, I always say history is a thread that runs through and unites every generation. And so we all are connected by that history. And so one of the hardest things that we do at a museum to make people understand that and also to try to accomplish is to make history relevant to contemporary visitors. And as you said, Winston Churchill is one of my favorite quotes: the further backwards you can look, the further forward you can see. In other words, we learn from our mistakes, we learn from our successes, we learn about our better angels, as it's called, and our less angelic shortcomings. So it's a good way for us to all take a look at where we were, where we've come from, and maybe, hopefully, where we're going as Americans.
I like that. Less angelic shortcomings. I'm writing all this stuff down, Mike, because this is good stuff. So let's start with some basic facts. Where are you located? When did you come into being? How are you remaining vital? And you have some upcoming events. One's in progress between June 24th and August 12th, the Forgotten War Korea, and as well as you have an event coming up on between August 20th and August 31st. But tell us where you're located, sure. How we contact you, and things like that.
Okay. We're located at 77 Center Street in Wolfboro, and that's Route 28. And the museum was founded in 1994, so next year we're going to celebrate our 25th anniversary. The basic reason the museum was founded was to talk about the greatest generation, what some people call greatest generation, and all of the contributions and the sacrifices they made to make America help win the Second World War, but also about all of those changes that those wonderful people made during that period that still affect us today. So we're talking about the role of women changed completely during that period. African Americans who served in the military were able to go to college on the GI Bill, which they may not have been able to do otherwise. That whole generation came and became the 1960 people that were instrumental in the civil rights movement. We learn about a lot of different things. We also learn about how Americans treated other Americans whose only fault was that they were of Japanese descent badly. So it was not all positive, but most was positive.
If I were in an elevator with you and someone said, well, there must be other World War II museums around the country, what separates the Wright Museum from other World War II history museums other than the brilliant leadership on your part?
Well, obviously, we want to talk about the brilliant executive director, but we'll pass that by for now. We're unique in that we're the only World War II history museum in the United States that talks about the home front almost exclusively. We do, of course, talk about the battles that happened in Europe and in the Pacific, but we talk about them in conjunction with the things that were produced on the home front by those Americans who didn't go to fight in the war, but in their own way fought the war by upping production and making, 12 tanks every 15 minutes and everybody being united during that period, even children having scrap drives and rubber drives and everybody pitching in. We always say come to the museum to experience the past and be inspired by a nation united, and that really was what happened during World War II. I always like to think that the Civil War is the war that is the war that drove us apart, and the Second World War is the one who brought us back together and united us.
So if I want to become a member, or if I just want to come, what are the office hours, so to speak, and how do I become a member?
Sure. We're a seasonal museum. We're open from May 1st to October 31st every year. That's to the general public, and we're open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sundays 12 to 4. During the off season, that's when we have our school children come in, and so we're not open to the public. Unless you have a group that you want to bring by, we'll do that. All you have to do is call for an appointment between November and April, and you can still bring a group in, as do the schools. So we have anywhere from 1,500 to 2,000 school children through during the winter months. And we love that. As an old school teacher, I'm an old school teacher. We love to be able to talk to the kids about that period in American history and try to make them understand.
And as a former chair of the State Board of Education, you're bringing a huge smile to my face because, real world learning opportunities is really where it's at. And we all know as well that there's been a concern by the New Hampshire Historical Society that the youth in New Hampshire aren't getting necessarily all of the history lessons that maybe they should be having. Right. And it's no criticism at all on school systems or teachers. I know that one of the issues is there's only so much time in the day.
Yeah, that's right.
And the math teachers want 4 years of math, and the home economics folks want that. And before you know it, the school day might be 7 to 7. So part of that is just kind of the reality of of STEM and so forth. But it's great that you have so many students come. So if I'm a principal or superintendent listening to this and a fall or early winter visit is possible, would I just contact you?
Sure.
And what's your contact information?
603-569-1212. And you can make an appointment. Usually Donna will answer the phone, or I'll answer the phone, and or Justin. And you can make an appointment. And you can make it a month, 2 months in advance. We're able to do that. And we're able to have docents, volunteers there who will help with the students. Or you can have a program yourself as you come to the museum if you have something for your particular class to do. We always suggest that teachers come and take a look at the museum if they haven't been to the museum. And if you'll tell us at the desk that you're a teacher and that you're going to come in to take a look to bring your students, we're not going to charge you for that. We're going to let you come through and take a look and see all the kind of great things that we have. You know, we've got, we always say we've got typewriters and dial phones, and we've got victory gardens, and we've got, you know, if I tell you to put milk in the icebox, you know, nobody's going to know that, what that means anymore, or put a 78 on the record player, or who Rosie the Riveter was, or Mussolini, or FDR. And
or the,
so
we're the song Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
That's
from
exactly
from Company
that's
B.
Exactly right.
Well,
but
this is really cool. And I mean, I've earlier this year we had the director of the Veterans Cemetery on, and I think just getting the word out and this kind of real life learning is awesome. So, Mike Culver, thank you. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Dr. Michael Culver, who's the executive director of the Wright Museum of World War II. The website is WrightMuseumAllOneWord.org, and the contact information is 569-1212. So, Mike, let's get into what you have upcoming, and then we'll circle back to the schools and just basically want to put a shout-out to the school systems out there. When I was on the State Board of Education for over a decade and chair for the last several years, I'm so optimistic of the future. I met some of the greatest teachers and students, and one of the really cool things is students and teachers understand that if we can provide relevance, that's when the students really have the passion. So to me, you know, an organization like the Wright Museum of World War II, or the Veterans Museum, or the Christy McAuliffe Center, whatever, that you get the students out there, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. So I'm just really happy to hear that teachers have taken advantage of their already great teaching skills by, you know, getting a field trip. And if you want to, if you're a teacher listening to this or a principal, just call Mike at 569-1212, and perhaps this fall you can take a field trip out. So with that, since you are basically, Yankee Magazine has basically termed you as the, you know, under the radar screen gem, which is quite a designation. Tell us what you have going on the rest of July and August, and then in the fall.
Sure. It's right now we've got a show that's very, very relevant. It's called The Forgotten War, Korea 1950. And they are photos by a wonderful Associated Press photographer by the name of Max Desfor. And that runs from June the 24th until August the 12th. And it is so relevant to what, of course, is going on in today's history, which, again, sort of bolsters my idea that history, that there's a thread that runs throughout history. So if you get a chance to see that, I would suggest you see that and learn a little bit about why we are where we are and where we've been in terms of Korea.
And it's so relevant, given all the
absolutely,
talks with North Koreans.
Absolutely. And along with that, we've got a show by a Nashua, New Hampshire artist slash soldier who was stationed in the Pacific during World War II. Name is Charles J. Miller. And we have a show of about 40 of his works of paintings, drawings that he did in the Pacific during the time that he was stationed during that very important part in the Pacific Theater. And they're just wonderful, and everybody falls in love with his work. And then throughout the summer, we've got a show on World War posters from the Brewster Ellie Collection, and it's the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, so we decided that we'd sort of give some attention to that. And again, the forgotten war is Korea, and as we've said, our museum is World War II focused, but we also realize that history doesn't just stay into neat little packages, so we are trying to tell people about what happened during World War I, that led to World War II, and then Korea, of course, the dividing of the Korea was a result of the end of World War II.
And then starting on August 20th, you through the fall, you have something else.
Well, this is a really special show. This is called Manufacturing Victory, the Arsenal of Democracy. And this is it would have been dear to the heart of our founder, David Wright, because he wanted to talk about the arsenal of democracy, the production that happened in America on the home front to enable the United States to help win the war. So this is a very, very special exhibition, and it's created by the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, and we're hosting that exhibition, as you said, from August the 20th through the 31st. So we'd love for you to come and see that show, too. And all the other things, you know, we're talking about special shows, but you're also going to see, you know, we have new touch screens, interactive things for you to do when you get there. We have sound sticks, which is so you can actually hear people from the period talk about D-Day and FDR talking, and you hear radio programs, and you hear cooking shows, and there's a World War II barracks, an actual barracks that you can look at, and we have three tanks that are usually inside, a Stuart tank, a Pershing tank, and a Sherman tank, and then we have a lot of other vehicles that people get a chance to look at in addition to the other things that are associated mostly with the home front.
I hear the tanks are the favorite. Is that true?
I tell you, if I could do this, if my insurance company would allow us to do, we could make a lot of money because people have offered us a lot of money to ride in a tank, and it really is very popular. And one of our tanks is the star of the show, is a Pershing tank, and that Pershing tank was actually at the Battle of Remagen, which was a battle right at the end of the war after the United States had landed at D-Day and drove the Germans back across the Rhine. That was a very, very important battle. And this tank was actually at the battle.
Wow. So you're located at 77 Center Street, Wolfboro, and you're the hidden gem. But upcoming next year is your 25-year anniversary. So knowing you, Mike, you're already starting to think about a vision for the 25-year anniversary. Give me a tease in terms of what you're thinking besides asking for corporate higher amount of corporate donations.
Well, thanks for saying that. We're always looking for corporate sponsors, and I've got one next year that I think a lot of companies would like to be associated with. You know, we talk about all of the positive things that happened in America during World War II. But there's also a couple of glaring things, and one of them is glaring bad things, I should say, and one of them is the internment of the Japanese Americans. So we're going to have a show which is called Righting a Wrong, the Japanese American During World War II, and there are photographs about that internment, and it's such an important subject that we all ought to understand, and especially, again, relevant to what we're talking today about immigrants and other situations such as that. So we'd love to have some corporate sponsors that would help us with that. We also have got an exhibition that we're looking at called The Last Good War. And it is, and of course we know there weren't any good wars, but this is one of those exhibitions that takes a look at photographs of people who participated in World War II, both on the home front and on the battlefields, photographs and their recollections about how they felt, how life was during that period. It's a marvelous, marvelous exhibition, and we'd love to have some corporate sponsors for that program, too.
So let's get on board with this. It's so important. You know, Delta Dental's been involved.
Yes, thank you.
As we've pointed out, it's a hidden gem, and I know I'm planning, we're actually doing this summer, we're doing, obviously, the budget for 2019. But one of the other reasons why this is important is that since Smithsonian Magazine indicated that only 5% of the 16 million veterans of World War II are still alive, and another 500 or so pass away every day. So if this real-life experience and talking with these gentlemen is dissipating just through the course of time, one of the responsibilities of a museum is to keep that alive, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I always I use a lot because I think it's so immediate and really sad. And at the same time, you look at the people who contributed not just to the war, but contributed their families' lives to the war. You know, if we're not there to tell people about that, I always use this. Over 2,300 American sailors, Marines, and soldiers lost their life at Pearl Harbor. And so there's 2,300 Americans that never celebrated their 50th birthday. Over 2,300 Americans who never danced at their children's wedding. Over 2,300 Americans that never held their grandchildren in their arms. And over 2,300 Americans who died to protect the freedoms that each of us have today that we take for granted. And this on Independence Day is a perfect day to remember that.
That's why I'm so glad that you've joined me this weekend. And I like the way you put it, which is the Wright Museum does not exist for our parents or grandparents or even for us, but it exists for our children and grandchildren or for their children and grandchildren and all future generations of Americans who are to come. So it's great what you're doing, Mike. And if we need to get more people to visit, number one, more people to become members. Again, the website is wrightmuseum.org. We need more corporate sponsorships, particularly next year, but even now, next year being the 25-year anniversary. Again, we're located at 77 Center Street, Wolfboro, wrightmuseum.org, wrightmuseum1word.org, 569-1212, and you might just get Dr. Michael Culver right there. So in the last minute or so, Mike, I know you got involved kind of informally, and now you're in charge. Has anything surprised you as being the executive director for a hidden gem?
I tell you one thing that has surprised me. I've been in two other museums during my museum career, and I can tell you that the volunteers that we have at the Wolfboro Museum at the Wright Museum are just outstanding. I mean, we have 25 to 30 guys and one woman that we call the Wright Mechanics, and they come in every Sunday and they take care of our 23 World War II vehicles and make them run. Every one of those vehicles is operational. We can't do it without them. And then we have about 30 to 40 docents, our volunteers who are in the museum itself, who take people on tours and talk about the museum and talk about the history. Some of them are World War II era people, some of them soldiers, some of them home front people. And then we have a lot of volunteers who just come in and do things, do the dirty work, carry out the garbage and help us paint the walls. And we can't live without those people. And they have a passion and a dedication to that museum. And I can tell you right now, if we can get you in the door to see this museum, you'll become as passionate about it as we are.
You'll come back in years to come. So wrightmuseum.org, 77 Center Street, Wolfboro. Why is it important? Because as Winston Churchill said, the further backward you can look, the farther forward you can see. Mike, thanks for your leadership, and thank you for explaining why Independence Day is still so important to us.
Thanks, Tom, and thanks for inviting me again.
So we'll have you on next year, and that'll be the 25-year anniversary. Again, we need more members, more corporate sponsors. Wrightmuseum.org, 569-1212. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.